thomasofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, I have always believed death was the punishment for sin. After all, the Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, and man certainly dies, whether by the process of aging, disease, accident, or suicide. Death is certain. Man does die.
Yep, he sure does, Sister Mary.
We also know that death came into the world as a result of the choice made by Adam and Eve. Their decision to disobey God was actually a rejection of God's plan for them to live eternally with God. God then began to reverse his plan to give man eternal life. Adam and Eve had clearly chosen death over life. The aging process then began. Unless we die as a result of accident, by our own hand, our disease, our bodies begin to age until our bodies cease to function and we die. We, that is our spirit, are then separated from our bodies. So, is death by aging, accident, or any form of death the punishment for our sins?
No, Sister Mary. Aging or natural death is not the punishment for our sins. But there is a death that is a punishment for our sins, but not that natural death that came from a bad decision by Adam and Eve. That death that we naturally experience at the end of our lives is a result of a bad decision and nothing else.
I am beginning to understand somewhat. But in 1 Corinthians 15:3, the Bible states that Christ died for our sins. If his death was a substitutional death so that we would not have to die for our sins, yet we do, what is going on here?
The death that you read in 1 Corinthians 15:3 is not that natural death that we shall all experience in life. You see, the punishment of our sins is that death that we should all experience for living a life that breaks the law of God. You see, death is a punishment for breaking the law of God. And, of course, the law of God is love, which is a behavior. Behavior, known as love, is gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, giving, peace, joy, meekness, long-suffering, forgiveness, and patience. A behavior known as sin that we as human beings perform, which is contrary to the love behavior, is anger, hatred, bitterness, fighting, adultery, fornication, jealousy, murder, theft, gossip, slander, disobedience to authority, unforgiveness, and addictions, and the like. But this death found in 1 Corinthians 15:3, it's not the natural death that came from one single bad decision, but is that punishment that comes with breaking the law of God, which is the love behavior.
In our studies, we have learned anger, jealousy, fighting, and gossiping is a sin.
That's right.
I have never seen anyone just drop dead because they committed one of these sins.
Here, Sister Mary, let's see. Why don't you read a verse? Let's see. Here it is. Read this verse here in Romans 3:25.
Romans 3:25 says, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left sins committed beforehand unpunished.
Now, this verse is speaking of the mercy and goodness of God. God has every right to take the life of every person birthed into this world, even right at birth. There's not one person who does not commit sin every day of his life. In fact, we commit multiple sins every day. If not outwardly, our thoughts will condemn us of this fact. In the privacy of our thoughts, desires, and emotions, we experience multiple wrong thoughts, wrong desires, and wrong emotions every day and deserve to be put to death by God. But if God did so, there would not be one person left on this earth. And remember, in Titus 1:2, God made a promise before the world began to give man eternal life. And so if God's judgment to punish man was a swift hand, he would not be able to keep the promise he had made to man. You see, God knew that if he allowed man to multiply and to continue to exist, that there would be those who would say yes to his invitation to live with him for eternity. So, out of his forbearance, or his holding back, delivering justice by enforcing his punishment upon every one of us, he allows us to live our lives without experiencing that punishment of death being enforced upon each and every one of us. So you see, for example, one person is birthed into this world, growing up and living a life of anger, hate, jealousy, fighting, bitterness, disobedient to authority, addictions, and being slanderous to many in his life. But then 30 years goes by. He hears a preacher preaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ and is persuaded by the Holy Spirit to confess that he is a sinner and worthy of death. And then he accepts Christ as his own for his life lived in his past sins and enters into the promise of eternal life with God. But what if God had enforced his punishment upon that person at birth, or even at 20 years of age? God would not have been able to keep his promise of eternal life to that individual. But not every person will say yes to God. And even to those who refuse God's invitation, he is allowed to live their lives out, having not received the just punishment of death upon their life. But they will enter into the full reversal of God's plan, brought upon them by the decision of Adam and Eve's wrong decision, which is natural death, hell, and the lake of fire, or eternal separation from God, eternal separation from the earth, and eternal separation from living a life in a body.
Okay, so this death that man does not receive from God for living a life of sin is the death Christ died on the cross for. So, then this death is not the natural death all men experience.
Yes, Sister Mary. Notice here in Luke 9:56, we also see God's forbearance, or God's wrath being held back, and his punishment to be enforced upon man. Notice what it says in this verse. For the Son of Man is come, not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. You see, our past sins are forgiven when we come to Christ, and God, out of his love and mercy, did not enforce the punishment of death upon us while we were yet living in our sins. But he allows all of us to live out our lives with the possibility of saying yes to God before we naturally die.
Then this explains the verse in 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord is not slack in keeping his promise, as some understand slackness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but wanting everyone to come to repentance. Now I understand. Thank you, Brother Thomas.
Do you understand, Sister Mary? You see, the death that Christ died upon the cross, he died as a criminal. He wasn't a criminal. He was innocent of any crime. But he died a criminal's death. And, of course, that criminal's death upon the cross was a substitute for the real criminals. And that's us. That criminal death that he died, he didn't die a natural death. That criminal death that he died, he was put to death by the justice system of the Jewish government. And he died the death of a criminal. Of course, like I said, that death that he died as a criminal was a substitutionary death for the real criminals, and that was us, because we're guilty. We sin daily. You understand, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264, or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. I'm going to go to the next one.